morning, everyone. Why don't you take time to say hello to one another?
Did Mel ask you about me using?
Well, good morning, everybody. I don't think we have any. But I don't have one. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy and blessed New Year. I think that there's not any real new announcements. We're going to start small groups again in January in just a couple of weeks. I'll fill you all in on that next week where we're going with all of that stuff. You may not have noticed, but the whole sanctuary is completely painted now. Thank you, Oren and Paul. We're going to start working on soundproofing because you probably never noticed, but this room does have some echoing to it. But we're going to start building some soundproofing panels and start hanging those up. So you'll see that happening here. We're going to put a TV in the multipurpose room, fellowship room, so we can have like leadership meetings, small group meetings, that kind of meeting in there. And also this coming year, we're going to go into the prayer room and fix that wall. We don't have any visitors here today, so I can talk about our dirty laundry. That wall, if you've ever noticed, but that back wall, if you look at it, you won't want to touch it because it's like got this bubbly thing going on, and we've tried painting it and stuff, and it hasn't really fixed. So we're going to come up with a good permanent fix. We'll fix that and repaint the room, that kind of stuff. So that's later on this year. Soundproofing is probably the next thing in the TV, and then we'll go on with that. Another thing, just to kind of update everybody while we have an opportunity with no visitors, you guys are all well aware of the age of this facility. And that includes all the pipes and the boiler. So the heating in this place is like 65 years old. And we've had Plune come in a couple times a year, usually in the spring and then in the fall, and just kind of do a tune-up and whatever kind of little maintenance we need, whatever area isn't working, which usually is one of the areas every year. And so we had a guy here a few months ago. And he found a blockage in one area, which is a really bad thing for a water boiler system. And so then we had one of their experts come in, and we did a whole tour. Long story, just try to tighten it up a little bit. They're going to get all the information they have on our system from all the people that ever worked here. Then they're going to come in. They're going to talk to a few of us, me and a few of the other guys, and we'll make a plan to see exactly what the condition of our condition is, and then we'll go from that. But he said, the expert, this guy's been in the field since his early 20s, and he's as old as me. He went around with it, and he said, this is a really good system. So when the people that built this and put that place in, they spared no expense, and they were very forward-thinking in some of the stuff that they built it with. So there's some issues. We know that it's old, but it's a good system. So hopefully we'll just be able to do a few things to it. Prayerfully, we'll be able to keep it running, and we'll go from there. But I just want you guys to know so that the next thing that happens with that is be an inspection where we're actually going to cut into the pipes in a few areas and just see the real exploratory surgery type condition of what we have here. And so I want you just to have an idea of what we're looking at and why, so that in the spring or in the summer when we say this is what's going on, this is what we're going to do, you guys know we've been looking at it for several months and we've come up with a plan. Good? I think that's... I think that's what we got. So with that, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Yeah, amen. Amen. And I know I say it often, but I don't think I can say it too often. God is so faithful to us. with finances, and you guys are such faithful givers and faithful tithers. I appreciate it. I want to say thank you. I never, ever felt like I had to come up here and try to bring some kind of a sermon to compel you guys to give. I've never, ever had to do that. And I just want to say thank you so much. I'm so blessed by being the pastor here. Father, thank you for your goodness to us all the time as we begin to transition out of 2020 and into 2021. We declare that you're the God of eternity. You don't have a calendar. You're not worried about trying to get rid of the 2021 and hopefully next, or 2020 and maybe next year will be better. You control everything. You're full of joy. It's out of your abundance that we can love you full of joy. And so today, Lord, we thank you for today's offering. And I personally thank you for every faithful person that's going to put into this offering. Would you please bless the offering and bless the giver? I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Worship team, if you'd like to come up when you can, that would be awesome.
Everyone, looking forward to this morning to stand before the throne of God and to worship him in his holiness, in his greatness, and in his might. I have a tendency to hurry everything. If sometimes you listen to how we sing a song and you listen to it on the radio, we're going quite a bit faster. And I really felt the Lord say, you need to slow down. So today is my day to slow down. We're going to spend time with the King. The King who came as a baby and just gave up everything for us. And now he reigns on a throne forever and ever. So we're going to take it from, we sang, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, praying for him to come. Now we're going to come into a couple songs and then go into Revelation song and see him on the throne. We're going to have a new song in here today, but we'll start out with our new one that we learned from Kyle, How Many Kings? Follow the star to the place unexpected. Who would you believe after all we project? That a child in a manger. Is this who we've waited for? 'Cause how many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured Thank you. look at verse 2, it says, bringing our gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we have, whether costly or meek, because we believe. You know, God is asking something of each and every one of us to bring. I'd like us to focus on that a little bit. Let's take a little bit of time here and say, God, what can I bring that I've never brought before? And lay it at your feet. So just take a moment. I'll just play. Holy Spirit, we just come before you. We pray, Lord, that you would reveal to each and every one of us the one thing that we can bring and lay at your feet. The one treasure that we treasure. We may not have frankincense and myrrh and gold, we have other things that we look at and we cherish and we hold close. Lord, we bring that to you. Follow the star to the place unexpected. Would you believe after all we projected? A child in a lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned to romance a world that is torn all apart. How
spoke to me, and he said that we need to pick up our cross, that we've fallen off to the wrong path, that he's calling us to come back to the narrow path, that we've lost our way, and he's calling us back.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. We respond to your word today, Lord. We come to you. You step down from heaven. Again, you step down from heaven, humbly you came, God of all creation, here with us in a starlit manger. Here with us, joy awakening. I thank you for your sacrifice that you gave up heaven to come for us. I thank you, Lord, that you came as a baby and that you lived as a man and you experienced each and every emotion, feeling, pain, discouragement, everything that we experience, you experienced it for us and you took it all to the cross. Lord, you bore our sin and shame. You bore our unworthiness on the cross. And now we stand with you, clothed in white robes, that you have made us clean before your throne. I thank you, Lord, that you ascended back to heaven and that you sit on a throne that has no end. That you are holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And Lord, we worship you and adore you.
With all creation.
Christian, I sing praise to the King of Kings. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation, I sing. Holy is your name, Lord God. Let's sing holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings.
Father, there's nothing that compares to your presence. There's nothing. There's no one. There's no experience. There's no person. There's nothing in this world that compares to your awesome presence. Lord, once again, I just find myself just so thankful. So grateful to be among your people, to be in your house, Lord, and to sense your presence all around me and to sense your presence inside me. I thank you so much for that, Lord. Father, as we get ready to get into the Word, I ask your blessing on every single person here today. Would you help them to set aside the other stuff in our lives? Would you help us to hear your voice, even as I speak, Lord? I pray that every man and woman listening today would hear your voice, would get a sense of your presence, that faith and hope and love would rise up in them as we look at the powerful truth that's in your word. Today, as I preach, Lord, I pray that each person would know deep down in their soul, would know that they know that they know that you'll never leave them, you'll never forsake them, that you love them with, like only you can, with an everlasting love that's not dependent on our track record, it's not dependent on our performance, it's not dependent on our own self-worth. Your love for us is based on your decision to love us. Would you speak that to each and every one of our hearts today, Lord? I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only Lord and Savior, the one and only risen Christ, the one and only man God that saved each one of us. Amen. Thank you, Lois and worship team, once again. Thank you so much.
right. If you have your Bible with you, whether it's a soft copy or a hard copy, whether it's a tech copy or whatever kind of copy you got of the Word, would you turn with me to Joshua chapter 1, please?